Yesterday, I shared with you with regards to the du'as that one should recite whilst entering the toilet. Now, considering that it is the holiday season, it is the time of the year when people go on holiday and things like that, many people are on the road, I thought it would be appropriate to share with you some of the du'as that should be recited when traveling, du'as to be recited when traveling. And this is also important for us that we are aware of these du'as and that we read these du'as on a regular basis. So when mounting a conveyance, we say, Subhanalladhi sakhara lana hadha wa ma kunna lahu muqrinin wa inna ila rabbina lamunqalibun. This is the verse from Surah Az-Zukhruf in which we say, Allah is pure, who has subjugated all of this to us. And we ourselves were incapable of doing it, and surely to our Lord shall we return. Horses and camels were ridden at the time when these verses were revealed. We have other means of transport. First the motorbike, then the car, the airplane, the rocket, the space shuttle, all of that. What does this verse refers to? Whether the animal concerned is more powerful or man, that is the question. There is no comparison. A horse is far stronger than man, considerably, but yet the strong animal is domesticated, and all other types of animals. The camel is far stronger than the horse too. Allah says, أَفَلَا يَنْظُرُونَ إِلَى الْإِبِلِ كَيْفَ خُلِقَتْ. Do they not look at the camel, how the camel has been created? Camel is a wonderful creation of Allah. The cow. Man milks it and domesticates it. None of these animals have protested on the subjugation by man. And that is because of the hikmah and the wisdom of Allah. When this is the case, does man himself not have a duty? He uses these creatures of Allah, so when he rides them, he should recite the verse of the Quran, that it is Allah who has caused these animals to be submissive, to be subjected, to be brought under control, and to be brought under the subjugation. So it is for man to acknowledge this at this moment, and to realize the bounty of Allah in this regard. Some people imagine that, we no longer need to read this dua because we're not an animal. We are in a plane, or in a train, or in a bus. Allah says, wal khayla, wal bighala, wal hamira, litarkabuha wazina. And He created for you horses and mules and the donkeys or the asses, and then these are a means of adornment. And He created وَيَخْلُقُ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ, that which you do not know. The Sahaba were told at the time that what you cannot even perceive, what you cannot imagine, cars, trains, aeroplanes, that will also come. وَخَلَقْنَا لَهُم مِّن مِثْلِهِ مَا يَرْكَبُونَ, and have created for them the like thereof whereupon they ride. So many ulama hold the opinion that these verses refer to the aeroplane. All means of transport are created by Allah, and of course, man has invented them by his intelligence. But then, who gave man the intelligence? Who gave them the knowledge? So therefore, all of this is included. Keeping the subjugation in mind and making the supplication, know that Allah has put them into your control. There's even, you know, these vehicles that we are driving, these machines. Sometimes they go out of control. And therefore, we need Allah's assistance. وَإِنَّا إِلَىٰ رَبِّنَا لَمُنْقَلِبُونَ, and surely to our Lord shall we return. The journey that we take now is a small one, transporting us from one place to another within this world. But the real journey will transport us to the hereafter, from this temporary world to the everlasting one. And so in the last sentence of the dua, وَإِنَّا إِلَىٰ رَبِّنَا مُنْقَلِبُونَ, إِلَىٰ رَبِّنَا لَمُنْقَلِبُونَ, this reminds us that there's a greater journey, and the journey is to the eternal abode. And one day we'll have to leave So whatever we're doing, we need to remember that eternal journey. We need to prepare, like how we prepare for the journeys of this world, prepare for that eternal journey. Allah granted that there's the gift of the conveyance, which we could not bring under our control on our own, and that it is transportation or to remind us for something greater. So this dua should be recited for any type of conveyance. If one is undertaking a longer journey, one city to another, then the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam has taught us other du'as. And if we reflect on every line of these du'as, there are layers of meaning in every line of these du'as. Yes, that the more we reflect on these du'as, the greater the benefit that comes from it. Let us look at one of the du'as that the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam has taught us in this regard. Allahumma anta sahibu fi safari wal khalifatu fil ahli. Allahumma hawwin alayna hadha as-safar watwi anna bu'dah. Allah, you are our companion on this journey and the protector of our family. Allah, make this journey an easy one. Make this journey an easy one and roll up the distance for us. Sometimes you're traveling and it's a small distance, yet the journey feels like it never wants to get to an end. And other times you ask yourself that, yeah, that journey really went quick. I never really felt the journey. So that is what we're asking for. Allahumma anta sahibi safar. Allah, we take you as our companion journey. Everyone needs a companion in a journey who's useful in case of difficulty. Certainly, if Allah is taken as a companion, then how can there be any difficulty? If this dua is accepted by Allah and Allah becomes our companion, then everything else will become easy for us. The second sentence is that, not only are you companion in our journey, but you are protecting our family in our absence. No one else could be with the traveler and protect the family at the same time. But Allah is at all places, at all times. When a person sets out on a journey, as to what is in his mind, that his journey should be easy and that his family should be safe and unperturbed. You're leaving now, you're worried. What's going to happen to my house? What's going to happen to the family if you're leaving family members? What's going to happen to my parents? What's going to happen to those that I leave behind? The Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam solved both problems for the traveler. He placed both in the hands of Allah. And if these du'as are granted, then the traveler will not have any other difficulty. The third part of the du'a, watwi anna bu'dah, Allah make our journey easy for us and roll up the earth for us, the distance. No one wants to feel, oh, this is such a long journey. You don't want to feel the length of the journey. So when the journey is wrapped up for you and it becomes easy for you, then that is the benefit of this dua. May Allah give us the understanding. Let us read both the du'as. Allahumma anta sahibu fi safar wal khalifatu fi al-ahl. Allahumma hawwin alayna hadha as-safar watwi anna bu'dah. And the other dua, Subhana alladhi sakhara lana hadha wa ma kunna lahu muqrinin wa inna ila rabbina lamunqalibun.